Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. We're holding a Menachas Daf Chavtes. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the story. The Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes up to Shemaim and he sees that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Koshek Sorim Lohisiyos. And he says, why is he doing that? He says there will be somebody in a few generations, Rabbi Akiva, who's going to be the one who's going to be darshaning these Kisri Oisiyos. So Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go and see and hear the shir of Rabbi Akiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him there, and he's not able to understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying. But then he saw Rabbi Akiva himself says, Halach l'moshe b'sinai v'nisyashra daitoi. Now, Dvarim tzichim b'yirav. What does it mean the Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu kol ma she'talmid v'osig osid l'chadesh. Whatever, any Torah that will be new, any new Torah that's coming to the world, so Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed to him this Torah. So what does it mean there's Torah of Rabbi Akiva that Moshe Rabbeinu does not understand? Does it mean Rabbi Akiva is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the highest, the biggest Navi, like Kom Navi B'Yisrael, K'Moshe? So the Maharal over here in the Chidush HaGadol, he says two Nekudas that join together. The first point he says that Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Torah B'Nevuah. And when he learns the Torah, he's learning the Torah itself. To be darshin, the tagin of the Oisiyos, is not the Torah itself, but is the Asoga mitoicha Asoga. Moshe Rabbeinu has the Nevuah, is the Torah himself, he sees the Torah. The tagin is not part of Etzema Torah. Rabbi Akiva does not have Nevuah, he is seeing the Torah through the tagin, which is the one which is the what's derived from the Torah. The Maharal continues on and says more. Another pshat, but really is a continuation of the first pshat. The Moshe Rabbeinu is masik the klala Torah, the entirety of Torah. So that's what the series of Torah represent. Rabbi Akiva is darshaning details. It's a sagas protyos a yoytzi min a tevois, kamo a tagalois. It's something specific. Moshe Rabbeinu is a saga, is a klalus dika saga. And Rabbi Akiva is more protis, more specific. And the Maharal explains what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted when he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to have, maybe the Torah should be given to Rabbi Akiva. He says, why don't you have the same person knowing the Klolos HaTorah and the Protos HaTorah? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shtoi kach ola v'machshavo, that he cannot be the same person who has both. And they explain Divrei HaMaharal more. I am a Divrei HaTzadik HaKoyin, the Pritzadik, and Parash Kiteitze Ois Tezvov. When he goes there to be Ma'arich and say, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yesoid of Torah Shebechtav. Torah Shebechtav is what's in front of you, is the Torah itself. Rabbi Akiva, based on the Arizal, is Yesoid Torah Sheba'alpeh. Torah Sheba'alpeh comes from the Adam, but it connects the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing Torah Shebechtav. When he's bringing Torah Shebechtav to the world, there's no need for Torah Sheba'alpeh. Because we're time before the Chait, and the connection of Moshe Rabbeinu to Torah is a Torah which is Baruch, which you have the Torah itself. But the Torah Shebaalpeh that came after the Chet HaEgel, after the Shvira Saluchos, is a Torah Shebaalpeh that comes through the darkness that we don't have the clarity of Torah. And then we have to go and see things that come through the darkness. And he brings an example from his Rebbe, the Ishbetze, according to Medrash that says that there was somebody going around, the Reichel, that was going in the Ayoros, saying, who wants Samachayim? Who wants the medicine of life? So he says, well, what? So Rav Yane asked him, what are you selling? Tell me what it is. So he takes that sefer Tehillim and says, Mi Aisha Chovetz Chaim, Netzor L'Shoincho Mero, Sur Mero V'aseh Toiv. So Rav Yane said, I always was reading this pasuk, but I did not know what it means. Now I hear the Reichel, now I know what it means. So explains the Ishbetze, what changed? Rav Yehanna did not know how to read Tehillim until the Reichel came and told him how to read Tehillim. It says like this, Rav Yehanna was a tzaddik. So he read the Pasuk of Tehillim, but he did not feel the taste of the joy of tshuva that comes from this Pasuk, because he never did something wrong. But this Reichel was a Rachel. He was a Baal Lashon Hara. And one day he discovered the taste of tshuva. He was able to be toyim, the tam of correcting his bad deeds. That taste is something that Rav Yehanna never experienced until the Reichel shared it with him. Meaning, when you're coming from the place of darkness and you have to correct something, there's a whole different dimension of Baal Tshuva, of a correction they have to go through. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Torah in clarity. He sees the Torah in the understanding, and it's supposed to be Torah Bechtav. He doesn't need all the Torah Baal Peh and the Tagim and Kisri Oisius to reach the level of Tikkun, because he's already in the Tikkun. But Rabbi Akiva, that comes as Torah Baal Peh, which comes after Shvira Seluchos, he's asked to come and do the correction. How do you correct from a place of darkness? You have the Kisri Oisius. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu sees, that even Rabbi Akiva, who's going to Kisri Oisius, but it all goes back to Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Meaning he's not doing something new. He's just coming to reach back where Moshe Rabbeinu is already there. And this is what seems to be what the Maharal is saying. The Maharal is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Nevuah, the clarity of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Klolius, the entire Torah. Rabbi Akiva is the one who is coming not from a place of darkness, from a place of Pratim. And he needs to come and reach the Or Gadol, so that's why he has to go through a different path. So putting together the Maharal and Rabbi Tzadik, we come to understanding, that's what it means. The Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Not because Rabbi Akiva is greater than Moshe. Because Moshe, in his high level of clarity and Or, these small details of someone who's coming from a place of darkness was something which he does not need. Moshel Ma'adover Doime, a person who has sight, he has his eyes, he sees the room, Beklolius, everything is clear in his eyes. But there's somebody else who cannot see so well, and he has to use a flashlight. So he may be able to see some details, some small details, that he appreciates them more than the guy who sees the entire room. But it doesn't mean that his vision is greater than the one who sees everything, Beklolius. Targum Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who does not need all the details Rabbi Akiva is coming to Dashin. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shirim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.